Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Magical Match by Juliet Blackwell, narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. The week had started out with such promise, but now my fiancé was in the slammer, my grandmother's coven had gone missing, my supposed witch's familiar was acting loopy, my powers appeared to have dissipated, and the future of my beloved adopted city of San Francisco was hanging in the balance. Oh, and the man had been murdered. Maybe I should start at the beginning. Not long ago, I was a simple vintage clothing store owner, feeling as if she needed to hire an event planner. My own rapidly approaching wedding was on my mind, plus I'd been working with my friend Bronwyn's welcome coven to plan a mother-daughter matching outfit brunch called the Magical Match as a fundraiser for the Haight Street Women's Shelter. It was coming up this very Sunday, and yet it had taken us an hour to agree upon the newly designed flyers. At long last, we were moving on to item number 2 on the day's agenda. We sat in a circle, breakfasting on homemade muffins and sipping strong cappuccinos and fragrant jasmine tea. Surrounding us was a cascade of crinolines and prom dresses, Jackie O hats and patent leather pumps, all part and parcel of the inventory of Aunt Cora's Closet, my shop in San Francisco's famed Haight-Ashbury neighborhood. Oscar, my miniature Vietnamese pot-bellied pig and ersatz, which is familiar, snored faintly on his purple silk pillow on the floor. "My issue is, it feels a bit exclusive to restrict the party to mothers and daughters," Bronwyn mused. "What about fathers and sons?" "True. After all, gender is fluid," said a coven member formerly known as Amy. Recently, Amy had changed her name to Wind Spirit, but I kept forgetting to call her that. "Or chosen families, for that matter," interjected Star, and several women nodded.